I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
Back, Michael Herzog, second hour of the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I want to make a quick mention, folks. You can go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. Click on upcoming guests, and you can see who I've got coming up on the show. I had to make a quick switch today because Don Nikoloff had a bit of an emergency, so I've scheduled him for first hour Friday. But also, I've got John Hankey coming up tomorrow. That's the fellow that put together the video on JFK and also on JFK Jr.'s assassination, so that should be really interesting. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to do a complete series with this gentleman because he has a lot to share with us, and it's going to take quite a bit of time, and he's got some fascinating information for us. So look forward to that. I'm thinking that will probably come up week after next. So at any rate, getting back to what I was talking about now, let's think of the positive, okay? We had no idea before 9/11, other than a quick mention maybe back in July by Alex Jones that he was concerned that they could target the World Trade Center. But we know what happened. Hindsight being 2020, we know what to look for now. And what we're looking for now, we're finding again, just like this caller that called in, Kerry, this article I read about these put options the other day. Somebody has put up $700 million in a bet that the stock market is going to go down 30 to 50% by the 20, I believe it's either the 19th or the 21st of September. So somebody knows something that we don't know. And besides that, okay, we've got this article that I mentioned the other day. Why is an air defense battalion headed to Washington, D.C.? And by the way, for those of you who are not in the military or don't know what size a battalion is, it is commanded by a lieutenant colonel, and it is between 400 and 1,000 troops. Now, they want 400 to 1,000 troops to patrol to surround the White House. Why would you think that would be? It says, members of the 1st Battalion, 265th Air Defense Artillery, mobilized and are on a plane headed first to Fort Bliss, then for federal active duty in the Capital Region. The troops will be deployed for a year. It's going to be all right. It's okay if he helps people and everything. It's his job. He's got to do it. He's just got to do it, Jessica Ward said, whose father is being deployed. And I look at this, and by the way, I saw a clip online of this the other day, folks, where the wives and the daughters and the sons of these military guys who are flying off, they were getting ready to get on a jet, and I'm going, boy, do we have our work cut out for us, because I'm watching these wives, and I'm watching how the mainstream media paints this as such a patriotic thing to do. And what none of these wives and none of these people realize is that the guns, instead of pointing out from the White House, should be pointing in, because the terrorists are in the White House. And these guys are going to protect the terrorists. Let me finish here. Jessica speaks for many when she talks about her father's deployment. Michael Ward and company are leaving for a year, and that weighs heavy on families. The 265th is part of Operation Noble Eagle. They are ordered by the president to the nation's capital, where they will be operate high-tech weapons systems against any potential air threat. Now, you have to ask yourself the question: do you think that they're being ordered there to protect against any terrorist threat, or do you think they're being ordered there to protect a paranoid parasite like our president?
Attention! This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I was on the—I was reiterating this article that I mentioned the other day about the 265th Battalion being deployed to Washington, D.C. And the question is, are they being deployed really for air terrorism? Are they being deployed because of the people occupying the White House is in fear themselves and are paranoid? Let me finish with this. It says, Yolanda McCormick is relieved husband Charles isn't headed to Iraq. But there's always a risk. Doesn't mean he won't be in the line of fire in Washington, D.C., but it does give me a little comfort, Yolanda McCormick said, whose husband is being deployed. Families may get one or two opportunities to see loved ones during this year-long deployment, but it's not encouraged. Though the soldiers are staying in the States, they are on serious business, Staff Sergeant James Todd said. Duty at home is just as important as the mission overseas. What's sad is they really don't know who they're protecting here. Okay. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. I've got some of this technical difficulty corrected. At least I can see the callers that are calling in now, although I still don't have Skype. So, talking about parasites and talking about extortion and talking about preying on the people of this country, here's an article out of the Washington Post by Thomas E. Ricks. Now get this, President Bush plans to ask Congress next month for up to $50 billion in additional funding for the war in Iraq, a White House official said yesterday, a move that appears to reflect increasing administration confidence that it can fend off congressional calls for a rapid drawdown of U.S. forces. The request, which would come on top of about $460 billion in the fiscal 2008 defense budget and $147 billion in a pending supplemental bill to fund the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, is expected to be announced after congressional hearings scheduled for mid-September featuring the two top U.S. officials in Iraq, Army General David H. Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan C. Crocker, who will assess the state of the war and the effect on a new strategy the U.S. military has pursued this year.
Right.
We're talking about the surge here that isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I believe I heard something the other day about George Bush talking about extending that into January. The request is being prepared now in the belief that Congress will be unlikely to balk so soon after hearing the two officials argue that there are promising developments in Iraq, but they need more time to solidify the progress they have made, a congressional aide said. Yep, here we go. Most of the additional funding in a revised supplemental bill would pay for the current counteroffensive in Iraq, which has been expanded, which has expanded the U.S. force there by about 28,000 troops to about 160,000 troops. The cost of the buildup was not included in the proposed 2008 budget because Pentagon officials said they did not know how long the troop increase would last. The decision to seek about $50 billion more appears to reflect the view in the administration that the counteroffensive will last into the spring of 2008 and will not be shortened by Congress. Some consideration is being given to trimming the new request by a few billion dollars, the White House official said, but he added, this is pretty close to a done deal. Almost all the spending is relatively non-controversial, he added, with the vast majority of it necessary just to keep the U.S. military operating in Iraq. The official who spoke on the condition of anonymity because he is not authorized to talk to reporters said that the supplemental requests are likely to be rolled together and considered as one package. The revised supplemental would total about $200 billion, indicating that the cost of the war in Iraq now exceeds $3 billion a week. The bill also covers the far smaller cost of the war in Afghanistan. The Pentagon said recently that the cost of the Iraq war has surpassed $330 billion, while the war in Afghanistan has cost $78 billion. We have said previously that after General Petraeus reports, we will be evaluating what adjustments may need to be made to our pending fiscal 2008 supplemental request, which was sent up in February with the rest of the budget. White House spokesman Gordon Jandreau said last night, I'm going to decline to speculate on this as General Petraeus has not testified, nor have any decisions been made at this stage about whether, when, or what specific changes could be made. A House Appropriations Committee aide said that an additional White House spending request has been anticipated, but that it was expected to be far smaller, perhaps about $30 billion. We haven't seen the details, but we'll give it the scrutiny it deserves, said Jim Manley, a spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. It's long past time for giving blank checks to the administration. Despite widespread media anticipation of next month's Iraq hearings, Pentagon insiders say that they do not expect them to result in any major changes in military strategy. The sessions are expected to occur the week of September 10th, with Petraeus and Crocker appearing before a total of four committees in the House and Senate. I don't see any surprises coming out of the hearings, said an officer on the staff of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said he expects Petraeus and Crocker to focus on tactical security gains in and around Baghdad in recent months and on shifts in tribal allegiances in favor of U.S. forces, and to argue that those improvements may open a window for greater political reconciliation in Iraq over the next 6 to 7 months. In any event, this officer said he expects the current counteroffensive to be maintained into next April. The surge was designed to last for a year, he said. I don't think they'll change that. In a speech yesterday to the Convention of the American Legion in Reno, Nevada, Bush gave an optimistic assessment of recent events in a war now in its fifth year. There are unmistakable signs that our strategy is achieving the objectives we set out, he said. The momentum is now on our side. You know what, folks? This guy's delusional. First of all, this isn't a war. This is an occupation. And when I talk about parasites, You know, we know how the Federal Reserve System works, and they're pumping out money. They want an additional $50 billion of the taxpayers' money, of which they're just adding it onto the national debt, because the taxes, as we know that they collect in this country alone, don't even pay the interest on the national debt. And this entire debacle over here is just adding fuel to the fire to destroy the economy, which is already collapsing. And to make matters worse, not only is Bush asking for $50 billion more dollars for the Iraq war, but then we've got to keep the war drums beating on Iran. Which brings me into mainstream news. And this one is on Bush warning of a Holocaust if Iran gets nukes. This is right out of Yahoo News. This is from Reno. U.S. President George W. Bush on Tuesday raised the specter of a nuclear holocaust in the Middle East if Israel's arch foe Iran gets atomic weapons, and demanded that Tehran end support for extremists in Iraq. Iran's actions threaten the security of nations everywhere, and the United States is rallying friends and allies to isolate Iran's regime to impose economic sanctions, he told the American Legion Veterans Group. We will confront this danger before it's too late, vowed Bush, who has pressed for tougher international sanctions and said he hopes for a diplomatic solution, but has repeatedly refused to rule out the use of force. Bush, whose speech was billed a defense of U.S. efforts in Iraq, also said Tehran must starve Shiite fighters in Iraq of weapons, equipment, and training, whether or not Iran's leaders know about such operations and have given their blessing. Either way, they cannot escape responsibility for aiding attacks against coalition forces and the murder of innocent Iraqis, he said, as the White House warned in a statement that Iran must act at once. Bush also strongly defended U.S.-led efforts in Iraq, and especially his decision in January to send another 30,000 U.S. troops there, describing the unpopular conflict as the central front against Iran and al-Qaeda. The most important and immediate way to counter the ambitions of al-Qaeda and Iran is other forces of instability and terror is to win the fight in Iraq, he declared. Bush said there were two unmistakable signs that the U.S. troop surge was paying off with lower levels of violence and local efforts at quieting bloody sectarian conflict, and downplayed the failure by the government in Baghdad to post concrete progress on national reconciliation. Iraq's leaders aren't perfect, but they were elected by their people, he said, and leaders in Washington need to look for ways to help our Iraqi allies succeed, not excuses for abandoning them. Shortly before Bush spoke, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said Iran and neighboring countries were ready to fill the power vacuum emerging in the Middle East as U.S. power in Iraq wanes. You, the United States, cannot preserve your power over Iraq with a few tanks, artillery, and weapons. Today you are prisoners of your own quagmire. You have no choice but to accept the rights of the Iraqi people, Ahmadinejad said. I can tell you there will be a power vacuum in the region. We are ready with other regional countries such as Saudi Arabia and the people of Iraq to fill this vacuum. The United States has expressed its discomfort over the increasingly strong relationship between Iran and Baghdad. Some Western analysts believe or have argued that Iran has been the chief beneficiary of the U.S. invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein in 2003, helping Tehran to boost its influence in the region. Ahmadinejad also scoffed at the notion of a U.S. attack on his country, dismissed a warning from his new French counterpart, Nicolas Sarkozy, as a symptom of inexperience. There is no possibility of such an attack by the United States, Ahmadinejad told a news conference marked by his characteristic defiance. Even if they take such an action, they cannot implement it, he said. Sarkozy used a keynote foreign policy address on Monday to say the threat of sanctions coupled with an offer of dialogue was the only way of avoiding a catastrophic alternative, an Iranian bomb or the bombing of Iran. He only recently came to power and wants to find a place for himself in the world, Ahmadinejad said of the French president. He is still inexperienced, meaning that maybe he does not really understand the meaning of his own words. The United States accuses Iran, OPEC's number two oil producer and owner of the second largest proven gas reserves in the world, of seeking to make nuclear weapons under the guise of civilian energy drive. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, stick with me. Thank you.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Got a caller. Let's go to Dean in Canada. Dean, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. Just want to let you know I really like your show. Please don't ever leave.
Okay, well, thank you.
I just wanted to touch on that point that you brought it up a few times there, but you've been talking about fear.
Uh-huh.
And I guess really that's probably the number one reason why everyone has the problems that they have. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, you know, Dean, yes, and I go to the core issue, and the reason that they have these problems is just like I alluded to earlier. You know, this is not the society in which we should live, and it's being brought on, it's being instituted by governments.
Yes.
And I visualize, you know, if they would just leave us alone, give me your thoughts on this, Dean. If they would just leave us alone and quit interfering in our lives, and I'm a prime candidate, I mean, they're interfering in my life all the time.
Yep.
I visualize a society in which we could, you know, barter with one another. Everybody could, be happy, you know, trade their goods, send their children to school or homeschool them. If the government would just not interfere with us, and the whole premise behind their interference is control and greed.
No, that's absolutely correct. I mean, fear is why we have death, why we have sickness, why we have wars, why we have sheeple. I mean, anything negative stems from fear. And I guess, like I say, you know, it sort of goes, ties into that Hegelian dialectics, I believe.
Right, yeah.
Where, you know, the problem is fear, and the reaction is to be overwhelmed, and then, of course, we have to be controlled by fear. And we just have to look for the solution, which I think is to remove all bases of fear, because fear is just an emotion.
That's true. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, you have to look inside yourself. And we're all faced with the same issue. We all live inside a shell. And in order for us to succeed, in order for us to be the best that we can be, we have to come out of that shell. I did it, and I'm the first to admit that I was in a shell just such as that. And it wasn't until I woke up and I realized what was really going on and the lies that were being told to me is when I was able to escape that shell, face the fear, overcome it, and get on with it. And that's when I started to hopefully make some sort of a difference.
Yes.
And that's what we all need to do, Dean.
Yep. Well, the only cause of fear really is ignorance. You know, the opposite of fear is a sense of power. And knowledge is power. So hopefully we need to gain that knowledge and become aware of it and, you know, move from powerless to power.
You know, and that's where my listeners come in.
Yep.
Because it's not enough just to have the information. It's not enough to know within yourself, but you have to spread the word. You know, it's divide and conquer. They've got these people, as I mentioned, they've got these people so paranoid that they don't even want to look at you in the grocery store. They won't wave at you going down the street. They are so into their own little shell, their mindless shell, if you will, that they don't want to have their world threatened at all. And even us bringing the truth to them, Dean, threatens their hypnotic world, if you will.
Yep. Well, I mean, like I say, we just have to sort of, you know, get over that fear. Now, either you embrace it or release it or let it pass through you, because, I mean, like you'd mentioned, I think, on an earlier show there, you know, if you keep letting the schoolyard bully chase you around, you're always going to live in fear. So I guess you just sort of have to face it and deal with it that way. Now, I know that might sound kind of horrific for some people, but, you know, I'm in a kind of precarious situation myself there, and, you know, I just refuse to live in fear, so I'm doing whatever I have to do to deal with it.
I'm sorry, you're in a precarious position because what?
Well, just because, you know, I'm having to deal with the government and income taxes and, you know.
Well, this is the beast, and I've been dealing with these people, as I mentioned, especially with the IRS for 12 years. And yes, it was at first it was a scary situation, but when I confronted those people one-on-one, and by no stretch of the imagination am I out of the woods, but they know that I don't fear them. And I've placed myself in a position to where, you know, the only thing they can take from me really is my freedom to, you know, walk in society. Other than that, there's nothing they can take.
Exactly.
And it's sad to say that this entire system has been set up to where they can infiltrate, you know, the bank, they can infiltrate your stock brokerage firm, they can seize your real estate, they can seize anything that you have your name on.
Yep.
But if you're in a position where you don't have your name on anything, or if it's set into a specific type of a trust or whatever, then that part of the threat is gone. And then and it's with that they retain power over people.
Yes. Yep.
Nope, right.
You're right.
Anything else you got?
No, I think that's pretty much it. Just like I say again, I like your show there, and well, I mean, the whole network is just awesome. I've been listening for about 6 months now, and I learn something new every day, and for that, I appreciate it, and I thank you. So.
Well, I thank you for the call, and as I mentioned before, and I'll tell the listeners again, you know, it's not just up to us. It's up to you. It's up to you to look within yourselves, to overcome your fear, to get out, do what it takes, to have initiative, to bring people to the truth, to introduce them to the network, to get them to at least listen. And this is why I put out Freedom to Fascism for so long, because that's what plants the seed, guys. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I've got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
We're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to continue here in a minute, but I'm sure that most of you realize that this entire occupation or war, if you call it, this is by design. You all know that, okay? But this has been going on now for 5 years, and we have to look under the rock. We have to see who it is that is orchestrating these events. And these are the ones that are continually asking for more money for the taxpayers. You know, they're bleeding them, the parasites, if you will, that are continually bleeding them. And then they turn around and give these no-bid contracts to Halliburton and DynCorp and so forth, of which they are stockholders in these corporations, and they're making a massive amount of money off the blood of our fellow Americans. These people are criminals, folks, and you know, you look at this with the war drums beating against Iran, and if you think about it and you analyze it, the reason why they continually beat these war drums so hard is because they're failing. They're failing in Iraq. They've got an occupation. They're not failing in the respect of making money, okay, but they're getting backed into a corner of ultimately being exposed. And I wonder, I just really, really wonder behind the scenes what the reasons are for the departure of Alberto Gonzalez and Karl Rove a couple of weeks ago. I believe that there's a light that is starting to shine on these people, and I also believe that the reason why they're beating these war drums so drastically for Iran is because it's another diversion for us. It'll keep this massive influx of money going into their coffers coming in. And they've also got that false flag terror event in their back pocket in case they have to use it, which is a possibility, could even be a probability by some of the evidence that we've seen and uncovered. A lot of people are predicting between the 15th and the 21st of September. So we have to keep our eyes open. But the one thing that we've got to as a positive is what I mentioned before. We didn't know before 9/11. We didn't know what those put options were. That's hindsight. We see this evidence now, and we're keeping a closer eye on it, and we can at least be better prepared for it. Let me finish this article here. Iran insists that their drive for nuclear weapons is entirely peaceful, and that its growing population will need nuclear power as fossil fuel starts to run dry. Tehran's refusal to suspend uranium enrichment, a sensitive process that has been used both to make nuclear fuel and nuclear weapons, has already seen it slapped with two sets of UN sanctions. Washington has been pushing for tougher measures, but Ahmadinejad said Iran was not cooperating so well with the UN nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, that more UN sanctions were unlikely. Not one member of the IAEA has cooperated as well as Iran. So from their point of view, Iran's nuclear case is closed. Iran is a nuclear nation and has a nuclear fuel cycle, he said. Now, I want to quote, I'm not going to read the whole article, but I'm going to quote what Ahmadinejad said and in dismissing the U.S. attack of a threat on Iran. This was Wednesday, today. He says, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said on Tuesday dismissed the chance of any U.S. attack on Iran over its nuclear drive, saying a warning by his new French counterpart Nicolas Sarkozy only showed his inexperience. Ahmadinejad said Iran was now cooperating so well with the UN Atomic Energy Commission that the long-running investigation into its nuclear program was now closed, and further UN sanctions against Tehran were improbable. There is no way a possibility of such an attack by the United States, even if they take such a decision, they cannot implement it, Ahmadinejad told a news conference marked by his characteristic defiance. The White House, however, has never ruled out attacking Iran, and Sarkozy had said in a keynote foreign policy address on Monday that Iran risked being bombed if a crisis over its atomic drive was not solved through diplomacy. I'll remind you right there, this isn't over them getting nuclear weapons, because we know they're quite a ways away from a nuclear weapon. This is over Iran basically going to the euro. This is about Iran not tolerating United States aggression. It's the same thing that happened with Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Remember, he switched from using American dollars for oil to euros. And this is back when the euro dollar was at 70 cents to the dollar. Now it's $1.38 or something of that nature. So we have to peel away the onion to find the real reason. And it's also because of this enormous amount of wealth that is being made for people in this administration and otherwise who hold stock in these defense contractors, and they're making these enormous amounts of money on the blood of dead Americans. Let me continue with this. He only recently came to power and wants to find a place for himself in the world, Ahmadinejad told reporters of the French president. He is still inexperienced, meaning that maybe he does not really understand the meaning of his own words, he added. Sarkozy had said that the threat of sanctions coupled with an offer of dialogue was the only way of avoiding a catastrophic alternative, an Iranian bomb or the bombing of Iran. However, Ahmadinejad argued that an agreement last week between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency meant that nuclear issue was on the right track and there was no need of further UN sanctions. Not one member of the IAEA has cooperated as well as Iran, so from our point of view, Iran's nuclear case is closed. We are going in the right direction. I do not think that anyone will be able to interfere with this. The deal reached between Iran and the IAEA last week sets out a detailed timetable for Tehran to answer outstanding questions about its atomic drive, which the United States charges is aimed at making nuclear weapons. However, the agreement does not tackle the key sticking point over whether Iran should suspend uranium enrichment activities, and the United States has dismissed the plan as having real limitations. Folks, I'm not even going to finish this article, but I'll tell you what. According to our own CIA and intelligence information, they're years away from having a bomb, and this is what they're beating the war drums about. But it's not about a bomb. We all know that, okay? This is about trading oil. This is about control. This is about massive wealth for defense contractors. But in closing, The last article I want to point to your attention is out of The Guardian, which Bush threatens to confront Iran over the alleged support of Iraqi insurgents. Oh, just a second here. I got to refresh and see if I've got any callers on the line. Okay, we're okay, so I'll go into this. Bush threatens to confront Iran over alleged support for Iraqi insurgents. U.S. President accuses Tehran of arming militants, speech aimed at shoring up support for the surge. George Bush yesterday ramped up the war of words between the U.S. and Iran, accusing Tehran of threatening to place the Middle East under the shadow of a nuclear holocaust and revealing that he had authorized U.S. military commanders in Iraq to confront Tehran's murderous activities. In a speech designed to shore up U.S. public opinion behind his unpopular strategy in Iraq, the president reserved his strongest words for the regime of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, which he accused of openly supporting violent forces within Iraq. Iran, he said, was responsible for training extremist Shia factions in Iraq, supplying them with weapons, including sophisticated roadside bombs, and Iran has denied all of these accusations. Mr. Bush referred specifically to 240-millimeter rockets, which he said were made in Iran this year and smuggled into Iraq. Iran has long been a source of trouble in the region, he said. Iran's active pursuit of technology that could lead to nuclear weapons threatens to put a region already known for instability and violence under the shadow of a nuclear holocaust. The blunt terms in which Mr. Bush portrayed the Iranian threat and his threat of military confrontation with Tehran involving U.S. troops based in Iraq elevated the tense standoff between Washington and Tehran to a new level. The speech also contained the implicit desire on Mr. Bush's part for regime change, calling for an Iran whose government is accountable to its people instead of to leaders who promote terror and pursue the technology that could be used to develop nuclear weapons. Did you hear that? Whose government is accountable to its people instead of to leaders who promote terror? I ask you, which leader in this world comes to mind first as to who is promoting the most terror in these countries? Is it Iran? I don't think so. I'll give you three guesses. The first two don't count, and I'm sure you're going to come to the same conclusion that I have quite a while ago. Equally menacing words emanated from Tehran yesterday when Mr. Ahmadinejad said U.S. influence in the region was collapsing so fast that a power vacuum would soon be created, and of course we are prepared to fill the gap. They want stability in the Middle East, folks. The United States government wants air bases over there to attack whoever they like, whenever they like, and they want total control of oil. Though the Iranian president said he backed the leadership of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and welcomed the involvement of Saudi Arabia, his offer to occupy the space that Americans might leave behind is unlikely to cool emotions in Washington. He went on to deride the possibility of the U.S. pursuing military action in Iran, saying it was in no position to do, and claimed that Iran had already acquired enriched nuclear fuels, though they would only be used for peaceful purposes. In a further case of tension, Mr. Bush accused the Quds force within Iran's Revolutionary Guards of leading the supply chain to Iraqi extremist groups. As The Guardian revealed earlier this month, the Bush administration is preparing to declare the 125,000-strong Revolutionary Guard Corps as a global terrorist organization, a move that would be seen as a provocative with Tehran. According to the reports from Baghdad last night, a group of Iranians were detained last night in a raid by U.S. troops on the hotel in the city. Of the 10 people arrested, 7 were said to be Iranian, including an employee of the Iranian embassy and 6 members of Iran's electricity ministry in Iraq to discuss contracts for electric power stations. It was not immediately clear why the men had been arrested or whether they had been taken or where they had been taken. The U.S. military would only say the action was part of an ongoing operation. Mr. Bush's bullish talk on his determination to take the fight to the enemy in a carefully choreographed setting of the Veterans Convention in Reno, Nevada, was the second of a two-part appeal by him to shore up public support for his flag strategy on Iraq. In the first speech made last week, he invoked Vietnam to argue that quitting Iraq now could put the lives of millions of innocent civilians at risk. And I might remind you, do you remember when this whole ordeal started and Bush said it's not going to be another Vietnam? And now he's using Vietnam, the duplicity of this, well, you know. Mr. Bush yesterday vowed to persevere with his controversial military policy in Iraq, insisting that political and security progress was being made despite a rising tide of dissent, even from high up within the Republican Party. Our strategy is this. Every day we work to protect the American people. You do? I see. We will fight them over there so that we don't have to fight them in the United States of America, he said. Now, how many of you guys, I'm going to stop for a second, how many of you guys are tired of hearing that? We will fight them over there so that we don't have to fight them over here. Who exactly are we fighting over there? Okay, these people have had their land occupied for the last 5 years. They're without electricity most of the day. They've lost a million people to diseased, dirty water, depleted uranium, and bombs and bullets. Is this bringing democracy to the country? How long are they going to continue to insult our intelligence by trying to fool us? I ask you that question. The twin speeches were intended as preparation for a crucial series of debates on Iraq that will dominate Washington for the next few weeks. Excuse me. You know, I've got to stop here again. Folks, are you anything like me? Do you get tired of getting your intelligence insulted? Do you get the feeling that these people think that we're all morons and they can do and say whatever they want and we're just going to suck it up and believe them like sheep? I mean, is it just me? I don't get it. In a fortnight, the senior general in Iraq, General David Petraeus, and American ambassador in Iraq, Ryan Crocker, will give 2 days of testimony in which they are likely to argue that the troop surge is having some beneficial impact on security levels, though political process lags behind. Under the current policy, U.S. troop numbers in Iraq have risen by 30,000 to about 165,000 troops. As the climax of these intense hearings, Mr. Bush himself will present his latest assessment. Yesterday's speech was the latest clear indication that he will resist any attempt to change course in the prosecution of the war. And you know why? Because he's making too much money. Him and his cronies, Cheney and Rumsfeld, and all these clowns that are heavily invested in Halliburton and DynCorp and all these other defense contractors, they're making a mountain of they're making a fortune. And no, they're not going to stop. Because they have no value of human life, and they have no dedication to any sovereignty of any country. All they want is the money. As they say, damn the torpedoes. Mr. Bush's latest attempt to reassure the American people that the war is moving in the right direction came on another tumultuous day in Iraq. Hundreds of thousands of pilgrims attended a Shia festival in Karbala, 68 miles southwest of Baghdad. We were ordered to leave the city after intense fighting broke out, reportedly between warring Shia factions. At least 52 people have been killed since Monday, mostly police officers engaging in battle. I mean, it just makes me sick. It makes me sick, folks. This has been going on. I'll tell you what makes me sicker than anything. Yes, we know who we're dealing with. We know what these people are about. We know they have no conscience. We know they have no soul. We know all they care about is greed, power, and money. We know that they'll kill 100,000 people or a million people, and they do not care. I'll tell you what makes me sick. What makes me sicker than that is it makes me sick that all these SUV-driving, dumbed-down, mind-numbed, hypnotized Americans that don't have a clue and want to stay in denial rather than face the truth. Or they'll put their little sticker on the car or wave their flag saying, rah, rah, support the troops. That's not supporting the troops. Get the troops out of there. These guys are being used for cannon fodder. We're building bases over there. How much money did we spend on this embassy over there? And they're talking about a pullout? Please. And the Republicans and the Democrats are both complicit in this. They know what's going on behind the scenes. Who are they trying to kid? I mean, do you feel the same way I do? Is your intelligence insulted yet? Now, Alberto Gonzalez walks out the other day. What does he know? What is it that he's walking away from? What kind of heat has been started in that kitchen that they don't want to have him contend with? How close would they get to getting to the truth? When is anybody going to have enough guts in that Congress to start impeachment proceedings against anybody? Which leads to the conclusion that if they don't start impeachment proceedings against these people, then they must be complicit, bought off, or compromised in some form or another. Why is it? Why is it that there's less than a handful of individuals sitting in Congress or the Senate right now that do not step up to the plate and try to do something about this. I mean, let's face it, you know, only an imbecile could see that a military coup hasn't taken over this government, it isn't being run by a shadow government, and that Bush is nothing more than a delirious puppet. And by the way, I haven't watched TV in 6 months, but I'll see a video clip every once in a while of this guy, and he's getting worse by the minute. This guy's getting senile. There's something wrong with this man, and I'm not sure whether it's just a dementia or whether he's drugged up and drunk all the time. Have you seen him? And Cheney, does he even pop up anywhere, or is he in a bunker underground, you know, 5 miles under the earth? I don't know. I don't know, but I certainly care, because these people are literally tearing this country apart. Financially, economically. Our military is exhausted. How many, you know, they're on their fourth, some of them on their fifth tour? And now they're deploying a battalion to surround the White House. You know what that ties in with me? Okay, what was it, last year that there was a real estate deal made on, I don't even remember how many acres it was, like 198,000 acres down in Paraguay of George Bush's. Now he's surrounding the White House with troops to protect him. Connect the pieces of the puzzle here. You know? I mean, you know, we're looking at a great big mosaic. We're looking at a jigsaw puzzle in the pieces.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We're back. back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And yes, we are going to be running down the road trying to loosen our load, folks, if the crap hits the fan, okay? I mean, I'm in Stat Miller's corner here when he says we don't have enough boots on the ground. Do me a favor, guys. Listen, if you haven't already, and I know a lot of you have, but if you haven't already, take the initiative to start, you know, inviting people over. You know, make friends with your neighbor. Part of their whole plan is to divide and conquer. They want to separate us. They want to instill so much fear in us that we don't talk to each other. Well, that's exactly, you can fight this, you can fight back, you can fight this battle by simply making friends. Make friends with your neighbors. Invite them over. Give them a copy of Freedom to Fascism. Let them watch it online with you. Have a party. Get to know these people. Let them know what's going on. We need an awakening. We need it quick. There's not enough time, or there is. Hopefully there's enough time here, but with all elements of what's going on here, you know, on the one side of the coin, we're fighting this info war. We're trying to get the message out. But on the other side of the coin, we have to look at the powers that be, and they are fearful. They are afraid of us. Why else would George Bush deploy the 265th Airborne Division to surround the White House unless he was scared to death? There's only one thing that they're afraid of, folks. They're not afraid of Al-Qaeda coming over, or they're not afraid of Osama bin Laden coming over and dropping a bomb on them. No, that's not what they're afraid of at all. They're afraid of us because they know who's really behind it, and they know that we're waking up, and we're starting to find out who's behind it. No, they fear us. But there's only so many of us until we wake up the sleeping public that doesn't know anything about it, the ones that think everything's fine, there's nothing going on, and they live in their little shell, their little the cocoon of denial. It's up to us. It's up to you to get out and wake these people up. I'm dependent on you guys. You know, I do as much as I can do. The network does as much as they can do. But it's your turn. And make sure, at least for the next few weeks, make sure your groceries or your refrigerator is full. You got a lot of groceries. Make sure you got a lot of water. And make sure you got a lot of brass. I hope we don't have to fall back on it, but it's a distinct possibility based upon the evidence that we're seeing. And I know a lot of you have seen it as well. You don't have to listen to me. All you have to do is go look. I know that you guys are up. You know, you read articles just like I do. You go in and peruse the internet. Okay, but it takes us, you got to go a step further. You got to go out and educate. Start planting seeds with people. Just like that lady I saw in the store today at Office Max. I mean, I didn't have time. I just had to shake my head at this lady thinking that everything was fine and that she knew that there was a recession, but she knew it was a mild one, and the reason that she knew that is because she reads the Wall Street Journal. I mean, I just wanted to go outside and hurl. But this is the mindset of these people, because the powers that be have done such a good job of propagandizing them and dumbing them down. It's time for us to organize. We've got to get organized here. Okay, we've got to get organized. We've got to spread the word out. Get active in your community, guys. Okay? Pick an issue and go after it. All right, I'm through ranting for today. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a good show coming up for you today. I will see you tomorrow with John Hankey. Have a good rest of the day. And wake some people up, folks. I paid a price, and I'll keep paying.